Today's daf is Shvuas daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the seventh wide line on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the topic of the first 3 weeks of Masechta Shvuas, and that is the halachos of Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadosha. The Mishnah had said on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that just like someone that's Tameh is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, so too, somebody that's Nitma Ba'azara, he becomes Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Not only does he has to leave as quickly as he possibly can. If he hangs around a little bit, the Mishnah's definition of hanging around is he either is mishtachave, he bows down, or even if he doesn't actually bow down, but he remains the amount of time that it would take to be mishtachave, or if there was a shorter way out and a longer way out, and he chose to take the long scenic route, the halacha is, it's as if he entered when he was tameh, he would be chayiv koris, he would be chayiv malchus if there was asrola malchus, and if there was yediyah bitchila, yediyah besoif, and alam in between, he'd be chayiv korban oyla v'yoyr. The Gemara on the top of the Amud had said, tumah bazara minolam, what's the makar? How do we know that just like someone can't enter the Beis HaMikdash when he's tameh, if he becomes tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to leave, and if he doesn't, he's subject to all the halachis. So the Gemara said, there's a kray yisera, there's an extra pasuk. One pasuk says, es mishkan Hashem tameh, one pasuk says, es mikdash Hashem tameh. And from the Kroy Yisera, we learn that the Isser is to enter Tameh, and if you become Tameh while you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to leave. But there's a very obvious diuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that what's the shear? So if somebody becomes Tameh, ba'inis, so obviously he didn't do anything wrong. He's not going to be Chayv Karis, he's not going to be Chayv Malkus, he's not going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yayrit. We're talking about where after he became Tameh, he remained there, and that's the Isser. What's that shear? So the Mishnah says either he bowed down, or he didn't bow down, he just remained there the amount of time it takes to bow down. If you're chayiv for being shoha b'chtei hishtachavoya, then obviously you're chayiv for hishtachavoya. The amount of time it takes to bow down is how long it would take to bow down. So how does it make sense that there are two shiurim? Either he bowed down, or he was shoha b'chtei hishtachavoya. So as a haktoma to the Gemara, it's obvious, without even starting the Gemara, that there must be two shiurim of hishtachavaya. There's a shorter hishtachavaya, and there's a longer hishtachavaya. And what the Mishnah is saying is that if he bowed down, the shorter hishtachavaya, or if he didn't physically bow down, but rather he was shaha, bichdei, the longer hishtachavaya, either way he's going to be chayav. So if he physically was mishtachavah, then it's going to be the shorter shear. If he wasn't physically mishtachavah, then it's going to have to be the longer shear. The question is, what exactly are these two hishtachavayas? And that's going to be a rather technical gemara right here in the beginning of the daf. Omar Rava, Rava said, loishanu elo shishtachavah klape pnim. When the Mishnah says that you can be chayiv for hishtachavaya, that's only if the hishtachavaya was klape pnim. He was facing the heichal. Avol hishtachavah klape chutz, but let's say he was in Nazara when he became Tameh, and he bowed down, but he didn't bow down towards the heichal, but he bowed down in some other direction. There the halacha is, shah in lo shah loy. You're not going to be chayiv. So the only time you're chayiv for the actual hishtachavaya, which must be a shorter amount of time than the shah b'chdei hishtachava, like we just explained, is if the hishtachava was a choshev hishtachava, it was in the direction of the heichal. But if the hishtachava itself wasn't something of chashivus, in that case, you're not going to be chayiv. The only time you'll be chayiv is if you were shah b'chdei hishtachava, which is a slightly longer amount of time. Ikad Masik La Seifa, some made the same comment, this comment of Rava, but not on the Reish of the Mishnah, on the Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah said, Oishe Shah Bichtei Hishtachava. Michlal, what do you see from there? The Hishtachava Gufa Boyishia. You see that there's an idea that sometimes Hishtachava itself is not enough to be Mechayev you, but the only time you'd be Chayev for Hishtachavaya is if you were shaya a shir hishtachavaya. What's the diyuk? Because if not, why is the Mishnah referencing the longer shir as shah b'chtei hishtachavaya? If you're always chayiv for hishtachavaya, because the act of hishtachavaya is enough to be mechayiv you, then why, when we want to state the longer shir, would we related to Hishtachavoya. For Hishtachavoya anyway is always going to be chayiv. Must be there's a Hishtachavoya for which you're chayiv, and then there's a Hishtachavoya which you're not chayiv, but rather you'd have to be shoya b'chdei Hishtachavoya. On my Rav, and Rav explained this, Lashonu el Hishtachavoya klapichutz, when do you need to share Hishtachavoya? That's if it was facing the wrong direction, meaning it wasn't a chashav Hishtachavoya, but klapifnim, but if it was klapifnim, avagavta Lashonu, even if he wasn't, still you're going to be chayiv. Hachi kamen, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Hishtachavoya klapipnim, if you bow down, klapipnim, or if he didn't bow down klapi pnim, but rather he bowed down klapi chutz. There you're not chayev for the shorter hishtachava. It would have to be a longer hishtachava. And the way you read the Mishnah is, oish hashah b'chdei hishtachava. B'shach hishtachava de klapi chutz, chayev. So, a little confusing, but in short, what the Gemara said, and really two versions of it, a Nikita Masni of exactly what the Gemara is saying, is that there's two shiurim when it comes to somebody that's nitma ba'azara, ba'oynes. He has to get out as quickly as possible. If he doesn't, if he takes his time a little bit, he's going to be subject to all the halachas of Tumas Mikdash. How long would he have to be there in order for him to be subject to these halachas? Says the Mishnah, two shiurim. Either if he bowed down, or he remained there long enough that he could have bowed down. Obviously, the two bowing downs are not the same thing, because if they're the same thing, then the first shear wouldn't make sense. Why did the Mishnah mention if he bowed down, if it takes the amount of time to be shoya b'chdei hishtachavoya to bow down, and you're anyways chaya for being shoya b'chdei hishtachavoya? The Teretz is two types of hishtachavoya. So either he bowed down the shorter hishtachavoya, or he was shaya b'chdei, the amount of time it takes to do the longer hishtachavoya. When are you chayiv for hishtachavoya? That's our Gemara, only if it was klapifnim. But if it wasn't klapifnim, it wasn't a choshev hishtachavoya, it wasn't in the direction of the eichel, it was klapichutz, any other direction, there the halach is, you would only be chayiv if you were shaya b'chdei hishtachavoya, if it was the longer hishtachavoya. Either way, says the Gemara, heichi dami hishtachavoya, this pashia, heichi dami hishtachavoya, the less pashia, this is the easier part of the Gemara. So what exactly are these two hishtachavoyas? Says the Gemara, the less pashia zukriya ba'alma. The hishtachavoya that's less beishia, that you're chayev for in and of itself, meaning the shorter hishtachavoya, that's where there was kriya ba'alma. The is beishia, pishi yadayim v'raglayim. So kriya is where a person just gets down on his knees, like the Gemara is going to say. Pishi yadayim v'raglayim is he completely spreads himself out on the floor. So if the two hishtachavoyas that are clearly implied in the Mishnah are these two levels. Somebody gets down on his knees, it's considered hishtachavoya. If somebody completely spreads himself out, pishut yadayim v'raglayim, that was also considered hishtachavoya. Thus, you see there's a shorter shear, and you see that there's a longer shear. The kamashir shear, meaning, what could you define it a little bit better? Meaning, we know now what it is. There's kriya and there's pishi yadayim v'raglayim. But the Gemara wants still a little bit more help in terms of what the amount of time it is. Says the Gemara, pligi bar yitzchak bar nachmeini v'chadi ime umani Reb Shimon ben Pazi v'amri lo Reb Shimon ben Pazi v'chadi ime umani Reb Yitzchak bar nachmeini v'amri lo Reb Shimon bar nachmeini v'chad up. V'chadi ime umani. Did I skip a line? Chad amak kememre dahay psuka. Some say the amount of time it takes to say the following pasuk. V'chad amar, and one said kimivayichru l'seifa. What's the pasuk? V'chol bnei Yisrael royim beredes ha'esh kveid Hashem al habayis vayichru apayim arza al haritzpa vayishtachavu v'hoidos l'Hashem ki toiv ki loylum chazim. So one mandomar said it's that entire pasuk. The other mandomar said that it's from vayichru apayim arza. You timing it? Till the end, that's what the shia would be. Either way, so we mentioned there's two different types of hishtachavoya, a braisa, tana rabbana, kido, alapayim. You find sometimes that bowing down is referred to as kido. What does kido mean? It means alapayim, you're on your face. So the truth is, the Gemara says, Amiram weren't sure exactly how kido worked. So much so that Levi, the Gemara says, once tried demonstrating kido v'itla, he became lame, he harmed himself. Because it was something that was very difficult to do. But at first glance, it sounds like only your face is on the floor. The rest of your body is not. V'cheinu oimer, v'atikoid, batsheva, eretz. Apayim eretz. That's the key word. That Lashon v'atikoid is kida, and it was apayim. Kriya, what does kriya mean? Al birkayim, on your knees. V'cheinu oimer, mikroya, al birkov. Hishtachavoya, zu pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Hishtachavoya means where your entire body is on the floor. V'cheinu oimer, the pasuk says, havoy novoy, Aniva mechova chechol ishtachavois lecho arzo. So you see the idea of ishtachavoya and arzo. So wherever it says kida, it means bowing down. But vatigoy pat sheva apayim just means your face is on the ground. Wherever it says kriya, it means bowing down. But it means bowing down on your knees, as the pasuk says, mikroya al birkov. Wherever it says ishtachavoya, it means bowing down. But that bowing down means pisha yadayim v'raglayim, your entire body is on the floor. Where do you see that? Lehishtachavoyis l'cho artza, you're completely on the ground. So just before we go weiter, one short light ha'ara, just to lighten up the daffin a little bit. Something that I saw in a kuntris from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Zatzal. Reb Shmuel Yankiv, when I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael, so he used to put out kuntresin. So he gave me some of them. He wrote a kuntres on Tfilas L'Sholosh Regalim. And in his kuntres L'Tfilas L'Sholosh Regalim, he asks an interesting na'ara that we say in davening, on Sholosh Regalim, Ve'ena nachnu yucholim, m'pnei chato'enu. Ve'ena nachnu yucholim, la'lois v'lei ro'os, u'lehishtachavois lefanecha. And he was bothered that obviously the punchline of this tefillah is, we're saying that now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, u'mepnei chato'inu, galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admaseinu, we don't have the ability to be oil regal. What's the emphasis? Ve'ein anachnu yecholim la'lois v'lei ro'os, u'lehishtach avos lefanacha. We can't be oil regal, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah sholish palim bashana ye'ra'a kol zechorcha, and we can't bow down, u'lehishtach avos lefanacha. And its question was, what does hishtach avah have to do with anything? You don't find that hishtach avah is an integral part of the mitzvah to be oil regal. The mitzvah was ye'ra'a kol zechorcha. So why we emphasizing the ina nachnu yecholim lalois v'lei rois u'lishtach v'eslach fanecha. We say later in Shema Nasi v'sham nala v'nei ro v'nishtach v'lefanecha. Again, v'nishtach v'. It would seem that v'nishtach v'ya is somewhat part and parcel of the mitzvah v'ilu regal, which is tzarech bir. What does ishtach v'ya have to do with being ilu regal? So he said, at first glance, you would say, based on something that the goyin says in Aderes Eliyo, Parshas Kisavai, the pasuk says that after the yid brought bikurim v'ishtach v'isa l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, and the goyin says zeklal. That every single yid, before he would leave the Beis HaMikdash, so you walk out of a Beis Medrash, some people walk with derech kavod, they turn around, and because of the Aron Kodesh, they would literally bow down. That's what they would do. So he says, Pasha, that's what it means. You're going to be Eilu Regal. When you're Eilu Regal, on chelik of it is Hishtachavah. But if that's the case, every time a yid brought a carbon, he was Hishtachavah. Any time a yid went to the Makom HaMikdash, he was Hishtachavah. It sounds like Ve'in anachdu yecholim laleis v'lei rois u'lehishtachavah. It comes together. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah Eilu Regal. Yesh la'ayin, what is the idea? He says, Pshat, based on something that all the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say that the whole idea of being Eilu Regal, Sholosh Palim Bashana, is not related to the Yontif. People think, why are we Eilu Regal on Pesach? Pesach, Seichli, it's Mitzrayim, you drink Dalet Koises, you bear Zeba, Mes Matzes, Mes Shchumetz. Of course, you also Eilu Regal. And why Eilu Regal Shavuos? I'm as mad Matan Teresenu. And why Eilu Regal on Sukkah, Zeichel Anani Akovet? That's the wrong answer. That's not the reason. The reason why Eilu Regal, Sholosh Pamim Bashana, is because the three Yomim Toivim corresponded to the three important milestones in the agricultural economic cycle. And for that reason, during those three times, Chag HaAsif, Chag HaKotze, that's when the Yid was obligated to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and to acknowledge where his Parnassah comes from. He was supposed to go up to the Hashem and realize that my Parnassah comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the reason. The reason was tax season, whatever it was. These were the three times back in the day that had significance from an economic standpoint, and that was the avoda for Yid to go there. Ramban says that's why whenever you find a mitzvah Eilu Regal, Hashem is referred to as the Adoin Hashem. Sholosh Pamim Bashana, Yeirua, Kol Zechurches Pneiha, Adoin Hashem. It says the Ramban, Adoin suggests that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our boss, he's our master. So even if a person has his own business, at the end of the day, he's not really an Eged Baal boss, he works for the Eivishta. And that's what the Yid was obligated to do three times a year, to go to Hashem and to acknowledge that really everything that he has is not his. Everything that he has really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shmuel Yankiv said that, what was Hishtachavaya? Hishtachavaya is, we just learned the Gemara. Hishtachavaya is u'pishut yadayim v'raglayim. So he has kamarayas that you say to pishut yadayim v'raglayim is you lie down in front of Hashem, I'm yours. I acknowledge nothing is mine. You spread yourself out on the floor, you spread your hands out, you spread your legs out. Whatever I have is garnished. Everything belongs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the yisoid of Hishtachava, then it makes so much sense that the Hishtachava that the Yid did when he was Eilu Rego was of tremendous prominence. Itaka was a chelik of what the whole idea of Eilu Rego represented. The Yid was being Eilu Rego to acknowledge that nothing that I have is mine. And it's for that reason that Hishtachava was so meaningful. You're lying down, you're spreading yourself out, you're telling Hashem, Pishut Yadai, I'm all yours. Nothing is mine. I work for you. And that's the usage. That's why it's mentioned by the mitzvah Bikurim. Right? The Goyen says that where do you see it? By Bikurim. What was Bikurim? Bikurim was the same idea. You're giving away everything to Hashem. I once thought that the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Tochik Hashem Alekech, Bamakam Asher Yivcha Hashem, Kivrecha Hashem Alekech, Vehoyisa Achsameach. Is a mitzvah. But Rashi says in Chumash, it's really not a mitzvah. The Torah says that if a person observes Yom Tov properly, there's a havtocha, he's going to be besimcha. What's the havtocha? So the pshat could be his poshet, based on something the Chavos Avovah says in Shara B'tochen Barichos, that if a person thinks that he's controlled, then it's very hard for him to be happy. But if a person comes to that Korah, then his parnas is really not something that's in his control. It's from Hashem, and he has whatever he's supposed to have, and he doesn't have what he's not supposed to have. That's the school to be besimcha. The Archasadikim has his Shara B'tochen in his Shara Simcha. Archasadikim didn't write a Shara B'tochen. He has a Shara Simcha, and in Shara Simcha, he has a Shara B'tochen. Because really, B'tochen is the skula for simcha. So if a person pravis yontif, a person pravis the idea of sholish pama bashana yeirah kol zchurcha es pnei ha'odoin v'shtavicha v'shtachavisa zo pishut yadayim v'raglayim, that's the skula of Yisach Sameach. This is Chavis Havavis 101. It's not such a chiddush. This is the way it works. A person can come to that akara, that's how he can come to that akara of Achsameach. Either way, boy, Rava. So we're discussing halacha again. Somebody that became tomei in the Azara, he has to leave as quickly as possible. If he doesn't, if he was Shaya, either he bowed down, or he was Shaya b'chdei hishtachavoya, so then the halach is, he's subject to all the halachis of somebody that's tummy that enters the Azara. Said Rava, tzarech shia lemalkus, or you ain't tzarech shia lemalkus. When the Mishnah says that the only time you're going to be chayiv is if there was a shir shia. Now the Mishnah, if you notice, said it with regards to the carbon oil of Yairi. That's been the sugya of the beginning of Shavuos. We're discussing not the Karis of Tumas Mikdash, not the Malkus of Tumas Mikdash, the Karban Oil V'Yoyred of Tumas Mikdash. So, at first glance, when we mention Shehiyah, we're talking about Shehiyah with regards to the Oil V'Yoyred. So, only if a person remains there a significant amount of time, this Shehiyah Shehiyah, will he be Chayiv Oil V'Yoyred. Rava wanted to know, what about with regards to Malkus? Do you need Shehiyah? Or maybe you don't need Shehiyah. Maybe if a person becomes Tomei, even if he wasn't Shaya B'chtei Hishtachavaya, he was there 1 second too long. If he was an Oinus, he was an Oinus. But he was there a second too long. Maybe for that, you would be Chayiv Malkus already. Or maybe not, says the Gemara. The carbon, Gemiri, Shia, the Malkus like Gemiri, Shia. What was the Shia? Is the Shia, Shia only with regards to the carbon, not regarding Malkus? I don't know. Gemiri, Shia. Leishna, the carbon, Leishna, the Malkus. No, any tumma that happens inside the Azara, if he doesn't leave fast enough, the only time you're subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is if you were Shia. Otherwise, you're not going to be chayim. It doesn't matter if we're dealing with carbon, if you're dealing with malchus. But you have another shayla. Tola atzmoi da'avra azara mai. What if somebody became tamei while he was in the azara, and immediately, so I'm not sure how this happened, he suspended himself in the ear of the azara. So he ended up being shaya. He was there too long, but he wasn't physically on the ritzpas ha'azara too long. He was suspended in the ear. Okay, what's the shayla? Meluchura, Avra, Azara, Kazara, what would be the shayla? Kik miri shia, shia de basa shtachavaya. Being that the shir shia was somewhat related to shtachavaya, oisha shah b'chdei shtachavaya, and that must have been the halacha l'moshe misinai of what this shir was, so maybe the only time you're chayiv is if you're shaya b'chdei shtachavaya, but also in a way where you physically could have been mishtachavaya. But the lav basa shtachavaya like miri, but this person, being that he's in mid-ear, it's not possible to be mishtachave in mid-ear. So being that it's not a shi'iyah, b'chtei hishtachavoya, where he could physically be mishtachave, maybe he's not going to be chayiv. Oydoma b'fnim shi'iyah g'miri lo'ishna de basa shtachavoya, lo'ishna de lo'ishna de shtachavoya, who's maybe one is not into the other. Take away Rav Ashi, another shaylo. Tima atzma b'mezid ma'o. What if somebody was mentam himself b'mezid? So do you say, there too, the only time he's over all the aveir is if he remains there b'chtei shi'iyah, or maybe not. The oynes, so the actual tumma is not your fault. If you stay there too long, you're going to be chayef. Otherwise, you're not going to be chayef. But b'mezid, where you yourself caused the tumah, maybe even if you're there for a second, you're going to be chayef. Or maybe not. So what's the shayla? Ba'ayinis g'miri shi'iyah b'mezid like g'miri shi'iyah. You don't live b'fnim g'miri shi'iyah. Lo'ishna ba'ayinis v'lo'ishna b'mezid. Again, take it. Ba'ayin, Rav Ashi. One final shayla. Nazir b'kever ma'u. You know, a nazir is not allowed to go into a Beisak forest. What if a nazir ends up in a Beisak forest ba'ayinis, Rashi says. Now, how would a nazir be in a Beisak forest ba'ayinis? Say he was in a Shida Tevo Migdal. He was in some sort of box. He was hovering over the Beis HaKfaris. So far, so good. And then something collapsed. This thing went bad. Bottom line is, he finds himself now in a Beis HaKfaris. So he has to get out as quickly as possible. So what do we say? Again, is there a Shir Shehiyah? Or maybe no, if he even takes 1 second too long. For that, already he's going to be chayv. What's the shayla? B'fnim g'miri shia, b'chutz like miri shia. The whole halach of shia wasn't just regards to a person that's tameh, or is in a place of tumah where he's not allowed to be and he's just there too long. It's bifnim. It's nafka related to dazar. It doesn't have to do with dazar. This is a nazir beis hakfaris. Aydam abayinis k'miri shia. Loishna b'fim, loishna b'chutz. Says the Gemara, again, teiku. So the bottom line is that if somebody becomes tumah in dazara, he had to leave as quickly as possible. If he was there too long, the halach is he was subject to carbon oil of yoyred, and in some of these shaylas, maybe malchus, maybe karis as well. What does too long mean? Hishtachava, oisheshaha, bichtei hishtachava. How do we know this year? Halacha l'moishem yisinei. It's halacha l'moishem yisinei. Rashi spoke it out in the Mishnah. It's from the shiurim that were nemru, halacha l'moishem yisinei. Just like we know how much a matzah person has to eat in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, how much nevela you're not allowed to eat in order to be over the issa nevela, there's a shiur of what hishtachava is. And Amiram weren't sure. They didn't know the details of this halacha l'moishem yisinei, and the Gemara mentions four shailas that they cleared as it relates to the halacha l'moishem yisinei. But before we go weiter, one more festa ha'ara. That is, the Gemara, on the top of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara said, Tuma ba'azara minola. How do you know that if somebody becomes tomei in the azara, and he doesn't leave fast enough, that he's over Tumas Mikdash? Meaning the Iker parish of Tumas Mikdash is referring to somebody that's tomei. Torah says you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. If you became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there's no Isser at all. Tumah Bazar Minalan. And the Gemara said, one Pasuk says as Mishkan Hashem Timei, another Pasuk says as Mikdash Hashem Timei. So the Kroy Yisera teaches me that there's a halacha of Tumah Be'azar. Freit, this is Akasha. What was the Gemara Shiloh Tumah Bazar Minalan? We just said there's a halacha of Moshe Misinai. There's a halacha of Moshe Misinai of a Shir Shia. Now, what's the Shir Shia discussing? Somebody that became Tomei in the Azara. So it's Halacha L'Moishe Misinai. Why do we have to have a Pasuk Tumah Bazar Minolan to tell me that there's a Halacha that if somebody becomes Tomei in the Mikdash, that he has to leave? As if to say, without the Pasuk, I wouldn't know that. Of course I would have known that. I have a Halacha L'Moishe Misinai. The Halacha L'Moishe Misinai says that there's a Shir Shia. What's the
Maybe that's for someone that was out when it came in.
What's that? He wants me to break. What?
Maybe the Shir Shia is for somebody that was outside and came in. That's
what's about the time. But somebody that was outside, but the Pashtus, the Gemara understood the Shir Shia was for somebody that became Tomei inside.
Maybe the only
But there would have been a half a minute that the Shir Shia is that somebody became Tomei outside. The only time you chayev is if there's a Shir Shia. Like a Beis HaManuga. Right, I hear what you're saying. You have to be there. I hear. But the Pashtus is that the Chachamim understood the details. I mean, even though they had a lot of shailas, they had tzveikas in it. But the basic nuts and bolts of what the halacha Moshe Misinai was, they did understand. And that is that it's talking about somebody that became Tomei. I hear the shailah. Somebody that became Tomei in Dazar, and he didn't leave fast enough. That means this, we know there's a halacha that if somebody becomes Tomei, he has to leave. Because what else does the halacha Moshe Misinai mean? Either way, it's the second toast on the top of the Yom after Zayin and Abiz. It's a one-line toastus. We do all the short toastus in. And toastus says as follows. Yeah, no, this is not such an easy tesis. You can't prove anything from the halacha l'moishe misinai. You know why? Because maybe the halacha l'moishe misinai was only coming to tell me that there's an isser to be in the Azara after you became Tomei in the Azara. And if you're there, Ashir Shia, you're over the Isser. And if you're not there, Ashir Shia, you're not over the Isser. But that there should be Malkus, Mechetesi. That there should be Chorus, Mechetesi. Tuma Bazara Minolon, the Gemara wants to know, how you know this Malkus, how you know this Chorus? There's a Ribuy in the whole parasha of a Tomei not being allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash that tells me that there's Malkus and this Chorus as well. But from the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, all I know is, that there's an Isser. Freit denoy de Yehuda. And he asks it in his tzlach, in his sechtes brachas, and his dog, Revava, in Hilchas Pesach. This Tosfos is a plea in Iskava. Tosfos says that there would have been a Hava, meaning to say, that the halacha of Moshe Mishinei of the Shir Shia is just with regards to the Isser for a Tomei that's in the Azara, to remain in the Azara. But it doesn't imply that there's an Einish per se. It doesn't mean there's Malkus, it doesn't mean there's Chorus. We know there's Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Yuma Davayin Dalet. Chatzi Shir, Asa Min HaTayra. Rabbi Yechanan says Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTayra. Rish Lakish says Chatzi Shir is not Asa Min HaTayra. Meaning, wherever there's a Shir, for example, you're not allowed to eat a Kezayis of Nevela, of Chazer, there's a Shir Bas of a Chol, there's a Shir how much you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. If somebody eats pachas mikashir, was he over in Issa Torah or was he not over in Issa Torah? Rabbi Yechanan holds chatzi shir asa min haTorah. The shiurim were only said with regards to the einshin. Karis only if you eat a shir. Malkus only if you eat a shir. But as it relates to the underlying isser, chatzi shir asa min haTorah. We passing like Rabbi Yechanan. Chatzi shir is asa min haTorah. So freak the night to be Yehuda. How could Tosfos have said that the whole shir maybe was only coming to define the isser? Isser doesn't eat a shir. Because chatzis shir is also in a Torah. Bal korchach, if there's halacha l'maishim yisinai, of a shir shia, what's it coming to define? It's coming to define the malchus. It's coming to define the chorus. It's coming to define the einish. So what was Tosfos saying? That tumah b'azor minolon is coming. How do you know there's an einish? Ay, there's halacha l'maishim yisinai. That just tells me there's an iser. For isai, there is no shir anyways. Because chatzis shir is also in a Torah. So now, the Yehuda was mechiach from this Tosfos a chiddush neira. He said, Vaistos, that chatzis shir also in a Torah is only true for shiurei achila. But for other types of shiurim, such as the shir shia for a tamei that was nitna ba'azara, there's no halach of chatzis shir asa min haTorah. He says it in Erechaim Simit Tov Mem Beis with regards to a shver magen Avram in the sugya Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Says the Noyde Yehuda that as it relates to Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, there's no chatzis shir asa min haTorah. There's a shir, but for chatzis shir you're not going to be over. How do I know that? Tosfos Shvuos Tef Zayin Amud Beis. We just learned one of the most yusoidest thing of Tosfos in the Shas. It's right here. Says the Noyde Yehuda have a raya that there's no halach of chatzis shir asa min haTorah when it comes to shir shiur. What would be the basis to say it? So there's an easy answer and there's a more lumdish answer. The easy answer is the Gemara in Yumel says that the makar to chatzis shir asa min haTorah is from the parsha of Chelev. It says kol Chelev l'rabbis chatzis shir isr Chelev is an isr achila. So there's welcome to say that maybe the whole isr of chatzis shir, the whole ribuy, the whole chiddush is only with regards to isr achila. The more lumdish answer is the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan Shita is based on the fact of chazi litztarufe. And could be you don't have a svar of chazal tztarufe b'shari surim ayin shagasari simin peyalef the ain kan mekoymoy laharich. But either way, that is the noyde b'Yehuda's chiddush. Now the truth is, Minchas Chinuch in a lot of places in Minchas Chinuch brings this chiddush b'shem the Chacham Tzvi. It says the Chacham Tzvi, one of his svarim, one of his tshuvas, also says this chiddush that chatzis shir asa min haTorah is only by yisuri achila. It's not b'shari surim. And whenever the Minchas Chinuch brings the Chacham Tzvi, he asks the same kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. It's from Rashi Masech de Shabbos that vayin dalet. The context over there is the halach is a bairer. So a bairer is mentioned in one daf in Shas. The whole Hilchas Bairer was not an easy simon in Shulchan Aruch. It's Shabbos daf ayin dalet. That is the sugi of bairer. And in the context over there, the Gemara discusses being bairer pachas mikashir. And the Gemara says, being bairer pachas mikashir? Vichy mutter lefois pachas mikashir? Are you allowed to bake pachas mikashir? Zokte ligi Rashi. Listen to Rashi. Nehi dechi of chatas leko. Although it's true, if somebody would bake pachas mikashir, he wouldn't be chayiv chatos. Isura miyayika. Of course he'd be over an isser. The kaimel on chatzis shir asa min haTorah. Beperek basra de yuma. Vehechi ktani bairu lekatchila. Chatzis shir asa min haTorah. Rashi over there is discussing bairu pachas mikashir. Afir pachas mikashir. And Rashi sends us right away to Yuma Davayin Dal. We're not handling Isurei Achila. We're handling Isurei Shabbos. And still, Chatzis Shir Asa Min haTorah. So, Freitim Mechaz Chinuch, how could the Chacham Tzvi say that there's no Chatzis Shir Asa Min haTorah B'Shari Surim? The Chacham Tzvi forgot a Rashi? It's a Mefurish Rashi and Chess.
The Gemara itself is
right, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Right, the Gemara itself is a little bit sussum, right. But that's true. No, because Pasha, you could, I'll tell you why. Because Pasha, you can learn that when the Gemara says, Chimuta left is Pachas Kishir, maybe it means with the Rabbanon. Because even if Chatzi Shir is not going to be awesome in Atayra Bishari soon, but maybe it will be awesome in the Rabbanon Bishari soon. They do themselves as such a sign. But the point is, but you're right. But the Baal Koponim, that is Nebi Yehuda's Chiddush. But just tell you one interesting thing. Nebi Yehuda says that Lemais, as it relates to Baal Yerah, Baal Yimotze, he's not sure. His Lashon is, the reason he's not sure is Ba'ulai, Bebal Yeira, Hayovahu Bedavar Michael, Amrinon, Kishem Shal Inyan Achila Chatzishir Asamanatayra, who had in the Inyan Bal Yeira. That just like with regards to the Isra Achila, did be a Chatzishir Asamanatayra, maybe as it relates to the Bal Yeira as well. Now he says, being that it's a Michael, which by the way would maybe help to answer the Michaschinus Kash on the Chamsvi. Vichimutal Lefois Bachas Mikashir, the Bayer in that Sugya, maybe he's talking about Bayer of Michael, even though Bayer is not Miuchad to Michael. Afi it is, you can't bake socks, but you can be Bayer socks, right? But the point is that but it's a Dovish on Michael, but I could be the Noid Behuda means something else. And that is that I once had this Ha'ara, and I remember I mentioned the Rav Shmuel Yankiv Zatzal. So the pasuk says Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzi Bivatechem Ki Kolichel Machmetzes V'Nichrasu Anefesh Ahi Me'Adas Yisrael Bageru Be'Ezrach Haaretz. Listen to the pasuk. Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzi Bivatechem, also known as the Iser Bal Yimotzi. Right, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house for 7 days. Why? The Torah seems to give a reason. Ki Kolichel Machmetzes V'Nichrasu Anefesh Ahi Me'Adas Yisrael. Because if somebody eats chametz, it's so chomer, you chayv karas. If somebody's over by yimotze, it's not over in Issa karas. If you eat chametz on Pesach, you're over in Issa karas. So the Torah says, don't eat chametz for 7 days. You know why? Because eating chametz is so chomer, ki kol oichal machmetzes, v'nichras ha-nefesh ha-himi Yisrael. As if to say, the reason you're not allowed to eat chametz, or you're not allowed to have chametz, is because if you have chametz, you might eat the chametz, and eating chametz is so chomer, ki kol oichal machmetzes. It's interesting, in Parashas Re'eh, where the Torah says, Ba'yurah is not in Parashas Boy. Ba'yurah is in Parashas Re'eh, Ba'yumatzah is in Parashas Boy. V'lo yeirah l'chassar b'chol gavul chashivas yomim, and doesn't say anything about ki kol oichal machmetzes. So I told Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I had this whole shtickle Torah, that maybe there's a chilek between Ba'yurah and Ba'yumatzah. That Ba'yurah is an isser ba'etzim. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. That's Ba'yurah. Ba'yumatzah is not really an isser ba'etzim. Torah doesn't care so much. But the Torah just doesn't want you to have chametz. It's more of a harchaka not to come to eat it. By Bayumatzeh, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, you're only over if it's matzoi. It has to be around. Leirah, you can have it in a bank account in the Schweiz. It doesn't matter. You're also going to be over, even though you're not eating it on Pesach. What's the difference? Because Bayirah, I thought maybe it's an Isser Be'etzim. It has nothing to do with the Harchaka not to eat it. So therefore, you'll be over, no matter where it is. Whereas the Isser Bayumatzeh, Shivas Yomim Sar Leirah, is only Kikol Eichel Machmetz Es V'Nichrasa. It's only Harchaka that you shouldn't come to eat it. So if it's matzoi, if it's something that you might eat, there should be an issa. Lemaisa, the Gemara makes a heckish between Bal Yerah and Bal Yimotzeh. We're not learning Pesachim now. But the bottom line is that was the shtickle Torah. So I told Rav Shmuel Yankiv, and he immediately jumped up. He ran to the Svarim Shank. He pulled out of the Barbanel. He missed 3 pages. Boom. He showed me the Barbanel makes the deal. So the Barbanel said this already. Shivas Yomim Sar Lo Yimotzeh Bevatech. And then he told me to look at the Ran Pesachim Daf Beis. He had a whole bunch of Marmakomis. But the point is, there is merit to such a diuk. And that is that the Isser Bal Yimotzeh is Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes Menichas. If that's the case, then it could be it's very Gishmak. Maybe the Isser Bayura Bayimotze on some level is defined based on the Isser Achila, because the whole Isser is a harchaka not to come to the Isser Achila. So really, what governs Bayura Bayimotze? The Isser Achila is what governs Bayimotze. So to the extent that for the Isser Achila, Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra, so maybe Bayura Bayimotze would also have a Chatzi Shir awesome in Atayra, because the Bayura Bayimotze is not so much an Isser Be'etz, Bayimotze at least. It's more of a harchaka not to come to the Isser Achila. So whatever the Shulchan Aruch of the Isser Achila is, that has to define what the Shulchan Aruch is going to be for the Isser Bayura Bayimotze. Either way, again, this is from the Dvar Matikin. So yesterday we were talking about Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel Lashayit, the Kitchel Lasalavai. Today we have Chatzi Shir Asam and HaTorah, so these are not easy sugyas, but we can extrapolate some real festa sugyas.
What's in the Hekdash of the Chatzi Shir? You find a lot of the Dina by Hekdash, by the Middash, by Kedut by Hekdash. You should be Chatzi Shir Asam. But along with you can't go out. By Hekdash is different, you don't take Chatzi Shir.
Ah.
But everything else.
I mean, you have all these, Lois HaSech, Shavim Mikdash, you have all these different, maybe that would be the Chalik. I hear, that actually makes sense. I hear. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boloi barucho chayiv biktzara potter. So the Mishnah said that if there was a shorter way out of the Azara, and there was a longer way out of the Azara, this person became Tamei, and he wasn't Shaya. He just took the long scenic route rather than just leaving as quickly as possible. So the bottom line is, the halacha is, he is going to be chayiv. So balei rav, chayiv b'ktzara pata, amar rava, ktzara sha'amru. When we say ktzara, afilu akiv b'tzad goydel. So if a person goes out the shorter way, even if he takes his time, mamish akiv b'tzad goydel, he's walking really, really slowly, as long as he doesn't stop. As long as he keeps on moving, just keep on moving. You're going to be fine. Afilu kolayon kuloi, even if it takes him the entire day, even that's going to be okay. Boy, Rava, Rava, Klerger, Shaila, Shia, Yismau, Shayit, Starfu. What if a person was Shaya, Bechtei, Hishtach, Havaya, but he didn't do it in one shot? Let's say the Shir is 30 seconds. So he was Shaya 30 seconds, but 2 seconds, and then he walked another 2 seconds. Are they Mitzdarif? Are they not Mitzdarif? Faith, Gemara, Tiv Shalei, Medidei. Why don't you have a raya from what you just said? Rava was the one that cleared the shayla. Rava had just said, "Afilu kolayon kula." You could take the whole day. So doesn't it sound like you're being shy? The person said, "No, hasn't played shah. His feet constantly were moving. He was never shy. He was just walking very, very slowly." But lamaisa, he was never shy. So this was his shayla. If you were shy, a very small shi'iyos, are they mitzdarif? And abayim nei abayim mirab. Another shayla. Bolei barucha. Shir kitzaris. Next gemara is not easy either. If somebody went out the longer route, but he did it really fast. So let's say the arucha would take a minute and the ktsara would take 30 seconds. He went by arucha, but he ran as fast as he could. So he ended up going by arucha and he did it in 30 seconds. What's the shayla? Is he going to be chayiv or not? Shir gemiri? V'chibaloi ba'arucha shir ktsara pater. The point is the shir. You have to get out as long as it takes to go out b'derech kitzara. So if I went out the amount of time it takes to go out b'derech kitzara, even though I went the derech arucha, I'm still going to be potter. Oyd no madafka gemiri b'arucha chayev b'kitzara potter. Or maybe the din is you have to go out b'derech kitzara. And just like you can go out b'derech kitzara, it can take you kol hayom kula, you're going to be potter. You can go out b'derech arucha and you can run as fast as you can, you're going to be chayev. Because it's not the shir per se, but rather it's physically b'derech arucha or b'derech kitzara. Amalei, he told him, le'nitna arucha lehidachis etzloi, which means that you're never allowed to go b'derech arucha. You have to go b'derech kitzara, and it doesn't matter how fast you go, if you go b'derech arucha. So it's interesting, as it relates to the b'derech kitzara, you can take your time. Afilu okef b'tzad goydol, afilu kolayen kuloi, you're going to be potter. But if you go b'derech Rucha, you're going to be chayav. Maskel Reb Zeira, Ella de Kaimalon, Tomei Sheshimesh B'Misa. Halach is, if somebody's Tomei, and he's in the Beis HaMikdash, and he did the Avodah, so he's a Kohen, the halach is, he's chayav Misa. He's going to be chayav Misa B'Dei Shemai. Faith Gemar Heichim Mishkach. So we're talking about somebody that became Tomei while he was in the Azara. And he decided to do the Avodah. The halach is, now he's going to be chayav Misa B'Dei Shemai. What's going on? Idol Isha, is it talking about when he wasn't there, the shir b'chtei yishtach avoyo, heichi yavad avoyda. Then how did he do the avoyda? I mean, he didn't have enough time. Doing avoyda takes some time. He must have been there a shir yishtach avoyo. Elamai, he was there the shir yishtach avoyo. Either shah, and if he was, bar karasu. Then why are you telling me he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for doing the avoyda? Say better. He's chayiv karas. Because Tumas Mikdash is a chiyuv karis. So the Gemara says like this, I amrit bishlam shir gemiri, bishlam if the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was the shir. So this is where the Gemara is a little tricky. If you're going to tell me that the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was not derech harucha, but rather it's the shir derech harucha, so meshkachla, it's going to be possible. The onis nafshe biktzara, the bavet avoida, where he did the avoida and he ran out really, really fast. Eli amra dafki gemira, but if you're going to tell me it's dafka, heichi meshkachas lo, how's it going to be possible? Amra abayas, abayas said, my kushya, I don't understand what the question is. Meshkachas lo, it's possible, kugoyin shabob biktzara, v'hofach b'tzinoira, ukidir afunat, amra afunat, zar shavach b'tzinoira, chayv me. So Ravuna said, Abaye said, I don't think you have any rayas to this shayla and this, whatever the tzushtel is going to be, you don't even have to go there. But it's pashit. You want to know where it's going to be, nageya? It's possible for a person to do an avoida in a very short period of time. What did he do? He took a fork and he was mahapach on the by the atzei amarocha, and hafach b'tzinoir is considered an avoida. I mean that hafach b'tzinoir is considered an avoida. It's something that could take a second, and if something that could take a second, you could be chayiv. So again, we're talking about somebody that became tameh. He went out b'derech kitzara, and as he's going out b'derech kitzara, he was mahapach b'tzinoir. It was something that he was able to do. He's not chayiv kares because he was never shaya b'chdei shtach avoya. He went out as quickly as possible, but at the same time, he is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim because he did do an avoida. How is it possible to do an avoida in such a short period of time? Hafach b'tzinoir. Gufa amar Rav Huna. Zor shafach b'tzinoir, chayiv misa. Zor that was mahapach b'tzinoir is chayiv misa. Heichad amidah lo hafach lo loy mesakli pshita. What was this chiddush that Rav Huna said that a zor that's mahapach b'tzinoir is chayiv misa? Is it talking about where you needed to do it? Meaning, had you not done it, then the evarim, the haktara wouldn't have happened. Then it's pshita. V'idah lo hafach pu. And if you're telling me it's something that he didn't have to do, meaning even had he not done it, still the ikur would have taken place, that might cover it. Then why should it be an avodah? Had he not done it, it would have gotten done, but it would have happened in 2 hours. But now, but because of what he did, he expedited the process. So if you do something that you don't need to do, the fats, the ivarim, the murim, they're all burning on the mizbeach. And this kohen goes, and he's mahapach b'tzinoira. He stirs the pot a little bit. He does a little something. He didn't really need to do it, because had he not done it, the avodah would have gotten done, but it's now going to happen a little bit faster. Says the Gemara, I would have thought that being that he didn't need to do it, it's not considered avodah. How come Ashmolon, the whole kruvi avodah, avodah, that expediting the avodah, or the outcome of the avodah, is in and of itself an avodah. Amr avodah, bina de'im emilsa. There's something I want to say. Umistavina mechavraya. Abuchamayra, from the chabura, I'm afraid that, you know, it's not going to go over well. What's the halacha that he wanted to say? If somebody enters a beis hamenuga, he enters a house that's a mitzvah. So a person was able to become a mitzvah, a kelim could become a mitzvah, and a house was able to become a mitzvah. Somebody enters a beis hamenuga, derech achayrav, and he walks in backwards. V'afilu kula, even if his whole body walks in, chutz michaitmai, except for his nose, tar, the halacha is, he is going to be tar. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, v'abal abayis derech birech asra tayra. The only time you're chayiv, said Rav Oishia, is if a person, well, not the only time you're chayiv, the only time you're tameh, is if a person enters a beis hamenuga and he goes the normal way. But if a person would walk in tzirik tzaveks, he walks in derech achayrav, in that case, you're not going to be chayiv. Now the pasuk says, v'abal abayis, kol yemei hisker oisa yitma ad arim. If somebody enters a house, while the house is a mitzayra, he's going to be tameh. V'abal said Rav Oishia means you have to go derech bia. You have to go the way people usually walk in. People usually walk in walking forward, not backwards. It's not derech bia. And as a result, the halach is that if somebody does it, he's going to be potter. But what did Rav Oishia say? Hanichnas lo beis hamenuga derech achayrav, v'afilu kuloi, even if his whole body entered, chutz michaitmai. Meaning it sounds like if his entire body would walk in Derech HaChayrav, you would be Tameh. The only time you're not Tameh for walking in Derech HaChayrav is if it wasn't your entire body. Even if it was your whole body, Chutz Michaitmai. But the bottom line is it wasn't your whole body, it's only over there, you're not going to be part. So why was he afraid? Rabbi should say that was so scary. Because I knew what my chaver were going to ask me. It's mashma that the only time there's a tenai of derech bia asra taira is if you're not completely inside. But if you're completely inside, it doesn't matter if you go derech achayrav. And I was afraid of that kasha. Says the Gemara. Oh my Rava. Rava said, kulay. No, Rabbi Shi, I don't know why you were so afraid of this kasha. Kulay loy gara mikelim shavavayas. Because if the whole body is there, then you know why you're going to be tame. It's not, you're not worse than a keli. The buzz is anything that's inside the house is tameh, even if it didn't enter the house. If it was there, even for that in and of itself, you're going to be tameh. Anything, what does kol mean? Even kelim. So why should you be any worse than a keli? And just like a keli that's inside a bias is tameh, a person that's inside a bias is tameh as well. But the only time a keli is tameh when it's inside a beis hamenuga is if it's completely in the beis hamenuga. So I know from there, by extension, that a person that's completely in the beis hamenuga is also going to be tameh. Shaila is, let's say I'm not completely in the bias, only part of me is in the bias. Should I be tamei or not? Mitzad the halacha of kol asher b'bayis, I don't have a makar, because that's only when it's completely inside the bias. For that, I have to come onto the pasuk v'abba el habayis. V'abba already is mechayiv derech bia, so there, the only time I'll be chayiv is if it was derech bia. If it wasn't derech bia, I'm not going to be chayiv. Again, if the person is completely inside the bias, it doesn't matter how he got inside, he's going to be tame. You know why he's going to be tame? He's no different than a keli that's inside a Beis HaMenuga, that the keli is tame. A person that's inside a Beis HaMenuga is also going to be tame. The question is, if he's not completely inside the bias, he's rubai the bias, even if he's completely chutz mechaytmai, in that case, are you going to be tame or not? Mitzad the halacha that says that a keli is tame, and we'll say, why should a person be worse than a keli? You don't have a makar, because the only time the keli is tame is when it's entirely in the Beis HaMenuga. Here, the person was not entirely in the Beis HaMenuga. What would be the makar that he should be tame? There's another pasuk, v'habal abayis, and maybe say rubai kekulai. For that, even if rave of you enters the bias, you should be tame. It's true, but that's only if you go derech bia, because v'habal abayis is mechayiv derech bia. Being that you went derech achayra, you didn't go derech bia, even if it's kulai chutz mechaytmai, the bottom line is, it's not kulai. If it's not kulai, you don't have v'loyit mekol asher ba'bayis. If it's derech achayra, you don't have v'haba el ha'bayis. So at the end of the day, you're going to be tahar. So Rava said, Rava Yishia, now, why was Rav Yishia only afraid that the Olam was going to ask him the kasha? It sounds like he didn't know Rav's teretz, so he should have been concerned with his own intellectual honesty. So the Rishonim say that Rav Yishia must have had a Messiah. He heard this from his Rebbe, and he knew that if his Rebbe said it, it must be true. Why? He didn't know. But he knew it was true, and if his Rebbe said it, he was going to say it with all the self-confidence in the world. But, Mistafina, you know, his Rebbe is his Rebbe, but for his Chevra, they didn't hear it from his Rebbe, so they were going to have a different take on it. But that was Rava's comeback. Zokta Gemara, Tanya Rami Hochi, a raya to what? A raya that when it says v'haba el abayis, it means that the only time you chayev is if it's derech bia. Gemara says, Gagin halalu, the Gagin of the Azorah, and the Gagin of the Lishkei So Azara, ain't Oichlin Shom Kachi Gedashim, not really Kachi Gedashim there. Meaning, even though it's within the Mechitzes of the Azara, but the Gagin we know were in Niskadesh. Vein Sheichtim Shom Kachim Kalim. You can't Shech even Kachim Kalim. Again, it doesn't have Kedushas Azara. Vetomish and Nichnas Derech Gagin Lehechel. Let's see somebody's Tomei, and he enters the Hechel, and he goes through the roof. Derech Gagin Potter. Shenemar v'la mikdash loisavoy derech bia asra taira. It says v'la mikdash loisavoy, and loisavoy means derech bia. So the only time you're going to be chayev is if it's derech bia. Either way, we'll end here, but we'll just conclude with one final aura, just something a little related to Hanukkah, and that is going back to the end of yesterday's daf, where the Gemara said tumah v'azara minolin. How do you know that if somebody becomes tumah in the azara and he doesn't leave quick enough, that he's subject to the laws of Eilu v'yoyred and Karis and Malkus? Said the Gemara, because Trey Kroik Sivi, this two psukim. One pasuk says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, and one pasuk says, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. Why do I need two psukim? The rabbis to tell me that not only is a Tomei not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, but even somebody that becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, he could also have problems if he's Shaya, if he doesn't get out quickly enough. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, really? It's a Kroya Seira, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. I know it. I need it. You know why I need it? Because Ilu Nemar Mishkan V'lo Nemar Mikdash. Had it only said Mishkan and not Mikdash, I would have thought that maybe you only chayev a Tomei if he enters the Mishkan Tomei. You know why? Sharib Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishkan. Because the Mishkan had a chshivus. It was Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishkan. And therefore, it's very, very Kaddish. And if it's very Kaddish, it's for that reason a Tomei is not allowed to enter. But the Mikdash that didn't have Shemen HaMishcha, maybe not. And had it said Mikdash, I would have thought Mikdash is more Chashev because it's Kedush HaSoylam. She'ein Achareh Heter Bamos, says Rashi. But the Mishkan, where there was a Heter Bamos afterwards, maybe not. That's why it needs Mishkan. So the Gemara says, no, Tarti, you can learn out both halachas from these two psukim. Either way, the Gemara in its Shakla V'Tarya said that there would be a Havamina, that the Mishkan should be more Chashuv, or more chamor in halacha than the Mikdash, because the Mishkan was Mashuach b'Shemen HaMishkan. So I'll tell you something interesting. We know that Klal Yisrael had three Mekoymos of Hashroyes Hashchina in our history. We had the Mishkan, which of course was built by Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel in the Midbar, and it carried us into Eretz Yisrael, Shiloh, Givon. Then we had a Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech, and then there was a second Beis HaMikdash, Bayisheni, that was built by Ezra, Alpi, Daryavesh. So there was the Mishkan, there was Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and then there'll be Bayis Shlishi, Shetibane v'Mehir v'Yomeinu. But not all three Mekoymes of Ashroyes Hashchina were the same. As a matter of fact, in terms of Kedusha, they were dramatically different. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that there were five things that Bayis Rishon had that Bayis Sheni didn't have. And one of the five things was Shechina. Shechina. There was no Shechina by Yesheni. Now, Vada doesn't mean there was no Shechina by Yesheni. It's not possible. How could you have a Beis HaMikdash? The whole purpose of a Beis HaMikdash was Ui Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicha. So it's all about the Shechina. But it means that qualitatively, in Echos, the level of Shechina that existed during Bayis Sheni paled in comparison to what was there in Bayis Rishon, that you could even call it that there was no Shechina. Relative to what there was in Bayis Rishon, there wasn't Shechina. So Bayis Rishon was a much higher level. There were Nevi'im during Bayis Rishon. There was the Oren, the Urim V'Tumim with the Kruvim and everything. That you had only during Bayis Rishon. That was something you didn't have Bayis. So we know Bayis Rishon was a much greater level than was Bayis Sheni. But what we don't all know, but is a fact, is that the Mishkan was so much more than Bayis Rishon. I really went by Hadroga. It was Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Sheni. The Sfurna, in the beginning of Parashas Pekudei, brings this out beautifully. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe, Avoidas Alevi'im, Bi'adi Samer Ben Aharon HaKoyen, Ubetzalul Ben Uri Ben Chur L'mati Yehuda Asa, Es Kol Asher Tziv HaShem, Es Moshe, V'itai Ohaliyah Ben Achisamah L'mati Don, Chorosh, First three psukim of Parashas Pekudei says the Sefurna, Siper Mailozeh HaMishkan. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. The Torah is now going to tell us the Mailos of the Mishkan. Shebeshvilam. It was because of that that it had a kedusha that the two Bati Mikdashim weren't going to have. What were they? Number one, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. Why was the Mishkan called the Mishkan HaEdos? Shehayu Bayilucha Yisrael HaEdos. The pasuk says, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Only the Mishkan was Al Pi Moshe. The pasuk continues, Avoidas Halevi'im Biyad Isamar. It wasn't just Avoidas Halevi'im, it was Avoidas Halevi'im Biyad Isamar. Right? We don't know so much about Isamar. Not of Aviyu, Elazar becomes the Kohen Gadol. What about Isamar? Isamar, it's a pasuk in the Torah right here. Avoidas Halevi'im Biyad Isamar Ben Aharon HaKohen. He was the one that was in charge of the Levi'im, the Avoidas Halevi'im of the Mishkan. And then finally, who's the one that built it? The pasuk says, Ubetzalu Ben Uri Ben Chur L'mati Yehuda. Says the Sephurna. These four milos, the fact that there was a Luchai Se'edos, the general contractor, so to speak, was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avodas Halevi'im was being overseen by Isamar, and the one that actually built it was Bezalel. This was all true by the Mishkan. Avu Mikdash Shloimei, but the first place, Hamikdash that was built by Shloimei HaMelech, Shehoyo Oisei HaMelacha by Mitzur, they came from the land of Tzur. Afal Pisha Shorso by Shechina, even though it had Shechina, Nifsedu Chalkav, it wasn't on the same Adrega, because it didn't have all these milas. You didn't have Isamar, you didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't have Bezalel. It had the first. It was Mishkan HaEdos. There were the Luchais HaEdos in Shloimei HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. But other than that, you didn't have. Bayis Sheni didn't even have the Luchais. And being that it didn't have the Luchais, didn't have any of these four milas. So it says the Sefurna, Mishkan had four milas, the way the Torah tells it avek, right in the beginning of Parashas Pekudei. The Mikdash Rishon had only one of them. It had the Luchais HaEdos. Bayis Sheni didn't have any of them. And that's why in terms of the level of Kedusha, it went by Hadraga. We know that Chanukah took place during Bayis Sheni. Happened about 200 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. Second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Right? A good way to remember this is the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, Bayis Rishon. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. The Baal Turim says, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'soicha. Says the Baal Turim, V'shachanti, I read it to you inside. Me is Rosh, is Oisius V'shachain Tof Yud. V'shachanti is V'shachain Shechina Tof Yud, 410. He says the word Kadosh is also big amount of 410. But after Kadosh, Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, that the Yoshev Tilos Yisrael was Neskayim Beikur Bebayis Rishon, and that was for how many years? Kadosh 410 years. V'yesh by Oisiyos V'sheni Tof Chaf. So V'shachanti is a remez to Bayis Rishon and to Bayis Sheni. It's V'shachin Tof Yud, and it's also V'sheni. Tav Chaf. You write down the letters, you'll see it. It's V'shachin Tav Yud, V'sheni Tav Chaf. So Bayis Rishon stood for 410 years, Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years. We'll just end with this. The Chasam Sofer says, in the beginning of Parashat, he brings Rabbeinu Bechaya, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. Says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, Mishkan is Begematria 410. HaMishkan is 415. If you add the five Oisiyos of HaMishkan, Hey Mem Shin Kuf Nun, it's 415 plus 5, it's 420. Ha'edus is Begematria 479. The Mishkan, let's work backwards, stood for 479 years. They built it in the second year, and it stood some level up until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, which was 480 years, but say some Mitzrayim. So the Mishkan stood for 479 years. Bayis Rishon is Mishkan stood for 410 years. Bayis Sheni was 420. That's HaMishkan plus 5. Why 415 plus 5? Just say 420. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's a remez to the five things that were lacking for Bayis Sheni. But Zok Tehel Chassam Sofer, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan Ha'edos, this is the pasuk that's going to summarize Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, right in this first pasuk, there's a remez to the three tkufas of Ashrei Sashchina. Eile Pekudei, HaMishkan was Bayis Sheni, Mishkan is Bayis Rishon, Ha'edos is the Mishkan. But the bottom line is that...